Salvation. The key verse is John chapter 3, verse 16. The first ideal is God loves you and wants to bless your life. You need to read John 3:16 and then John chapter 10, verse 10. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 10 reads, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The commentary reads, "Notice that John 3:16 and John chapter 10 verse 10 teaches that God loves everybody and wants to bless his people with abundant life. Even though we would like to have more than we have, we must admit that God's love for us is shown by such things as we are still alive, still have some health and strength, still have some family members and loved ones, and the list could go on." The second ideal says, "Your sin separates you from the blessings of God." Two verses here, Romans chapter 3, verse 10, and then verse 23. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The commentary says John 3:16 talks about how people were going to perish because of the sins in their lives. Sin is anything contrary to God's will. Romans 3:10 and 23 makes it clear that there are none who are righteous and that all have sinned. Just like a little or a great deal of poison in a glass will kill us, so too will a little or a great deal of sin separate us from the blessings of God. The third idea is Jesus' death satisfies your sin debt. The first scripture is Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 5:8 reads, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 reads, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The commentary reads, "Romans 3:23 teaches that the wages of sin is death, and thank God that according to Romans 5:8, Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners." We know that when John 3:16 says that God gave his Son, that means he died for us so we would not perish for our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21 teaches this ideal of substitution rather clearly. God made Jesus sin for us so we can be made righteous through him. Just like a cashier will accept a substitute payment for our groceries, God accepts Jesus' death as payment for our sins. The fourth and final ideal here is you must accept Jesus as your Savior by faith. There are several passages of Scripture. The first one is Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. It reads, "That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 reads, "Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son."